The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning. This is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hennen, who's off today. Scott's out, I believe, traveling to Bakken. I'm in studio here with Scott being gone. I have Todd Mitchell here next to me. Todd.
Hello.
Todd, the radio god Mitchell. I'm going to have you help save me today.
I darn Phil Parker for ever inventing that.
I know. He does a great job with that. So I appreciate that. So you're going to help save the day here. And I know Scott's heading out west, so I'm filling in for Scott. I have not hosted the What's on Your Mind show before. I've done Scott's show in Fargo on the Flag in Tioga, but I've not done What's on Your Mind.
Well, and you filled in the afternoon on the K-Fire Cafe. It's just like that, only a little earlier, and on four of the radio stations in addition to K-Fire.
I know. Much bigger audience, more chances for me to mess up this morning, so I'll try to stay in sync here.
It's the same number of chances for you to mess up. It's just that more people will actually hear you, because it could be listening to AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, 910 KCJV in Minot, or 1460 KLTC out there in Dickinson on the replay from 2 to 4 Mountain Time, or maybe on that K-Fire replay from 7 to 9, or AM 1090 KTGO out talking in the Bakken. So pressure's on, Gary.
I know that. You know, the 7 to 9 in the evening, I listen to that regularly. So for the listeners out there, you know, I've probably got to be careful about the good morning. But reality is, it's a good time, because I don't always catch. A lot of people work 7 to 9 in the morning, you know, 9 to 11 in the morning, 7 to 9 in the evening. You're available, but if you're driving somewhere, you can catch the show again. So I think it's great that K-Fire does it, so I appreciate that. So today we're going to have an interesting show. We're going to talk about state income tax. Should state income tax be eliminated? It's kind of a citizens of North Dakota have spoken a couple times on this issue at the ballot box and have said, no, we don't have too high of income tax. We got a small tax. What I'm wondering is what the listeners think, because this show, What's on Your Mind, is all about the listeners drive into the topics for today. But today, we'd like to spend a little time talking about income tax. We're going to have Mike Marcille join us at the bottom of the hour, and he wrote a column about a case study for North Dakota policymakers to contrast South Dakota and North Dakota. We're going to let him kind of weigh in on that. And so one of the things that came up, I understand, yesterday on income tax, a caller called in yesterday about wanting to know if you have to pay income tax if you're living out of state and you own mineral rights in North Dakota. So I called the tax department this morning, and it was what I thought. It was what you thought, Todd. We had talked about it. And, and if you're an income in North Dakota, you pay income tax in North Dakota. So living out of state, having mineral rights, getting money, whether you're drilling or you're selling or leasing mineral rights, you are paying income tax in North Dakota.
If you made the money in North Dakota, you're paying income tax.
You got it. So what we're wanting to find out from listeners this morning, we'd like you to weigh in on the fact about eliminating North Dakota income tax. Well, I hear a lot about property tax over and over and over. And that's a complicated subject matter. And I understand there's going to be some reforms coming from the governor's office. I think he put a task force together and the legislature's talked back and forth. But what we'd like to know is, what do you think about eliminating North Dakota income tax? And when Mike Marcille is going to be on the bottom of the hour, he's going to contrast South Dakota not having income tax and the population of North Dakota versus the population of South Dakota and the implications of income taxes to drive your tax base up by having more people move to your state, industry making investments in that. And so that really becomes a driving force of why you want to eliminate income tax, because I think it has an impact of about $600-700 million on our state coffers if we eliminate it. So either we cut that or we make it up somewhere else. So,
right. And I don't think, you know, we may not want to get into a situation where we just eliminate that much service from government. The question is, where might the government make up that money? If you want to call, 1-800-228-0550. If you're in Bismarck, Mandan, not as many digits, 701-258-0550. Or studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com.
You know, one of the things that North Dakota policymakers, legislators refer to in North Dakota that we have a balanced tax approach. They always refer to a three-legged stool, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
That stool has income tax on it. It has sales tax and property tax.
Right, right.
And so that three-legged stool, they say it's a very balanced approach the way we do income tax. And so the challenge that I think that we have to figure out is, and I think there's concerns about becoming so heavily dependent on oil tax, which I think that number is going to be close to $5 billion contributing to it. So maybe that should be a chair with four legs, because you have income tax, sales tax, property tax, and the oil taxes, which generate a lot of, I think the number's close, like I said, to $5 billion.
Seems to be a pretty strong leg, though, so
yeah,
perhaps we can ease the burden on individuals then.
Well, and that oil tax is a big number. If it's $5 billion, from what I've heard, is that number that's contributed. State personal income tax is $500-600 million. There's a zero there that you can, that still come in oil tax, but it becomes very dependent upon that, and people are concerned about that.
Okay. So, devil's advocate, does the stool need four legs, or can it survive on three?
That's what a good question for the callers. I mean, I just wonder if you think that we're becoming too dependent on oil tax and the billions of dollars we've reserved. And, you know, North Dakotans have gone to the polls and told legislators and our elected officials that we need to put some of it aside. And so there's some of it getting buttoned down pretty good for future generations, which I don't know if you think out there as a listener, if you'd like that idea, that should we do like what Alaska's done? Of course, a lot of theirs are state-owned lands, and North Dakota's got a lot of private land, so a lot of that money stays within, you know, North Dakota.
Which is why North Dakota doesn't cut checks to citizens like Alaska does. Alaska's on state lands.
That's right.
The difference.
But, you know, the advantage, one of Mike Marcille's cases, which I want to ask him, is his point is one way to give back to all North Dakotans because of the revenue generated through our mineral rights, minerals in North Dakota, I mean, not mineral rights, but the minerals in North Dakota, is that if we give it back, there's like 400 and some thousand people that pay income tax in North Dakota. Now you're giving back to all taxpayers by eliminating income tax.
Right.
So that's one way of doing it rather than cutting a check and sending it back to
right.
us. So,
right. We can't do the check-cutting deal, but we can do it another way.
So we do have an email here. A gentleman emailed in. Kurt Junt says, yes, we should eliminate income tax. We should also eliminate corporate also. This state needs to do what it can to attract more diversified businesses here where there has more financial might to do so. So I think Kurt Junt says we should eliminate Casey O'Toole. With the money in the state is accumulated from oil, we can definitely eliminate the income tax. Texas is one of the states without income tax, and they seem to do just fine without it. So there we have a couple of people being emailed. So Todd, what is the email address if someone wants to weigh in? A few people have done it already.
Studio@whatsinyourmindradio.com. Also, you can pop onto our What's in Your Mind Facebook page as well. You can leave a comment there. And, of course, you can call 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
So, Todd, one of the differences is Mike Marcille makes the case, the contrast in what's going on in North Dakota versus what's happened in North and South Dakota. The contrast is that South Dakota's taxes per resident average about $3,766 compared to North Dakota's $5,588. That's about almost double of what South Dakota people pay. The North Dakota tax burden is 50% greater than South Dakota's, is the statistic here. South Dakota is ranked number 5, lowest overall, behind Wyoming, Alaska, Nevada, and Florida. And they don't have state income tax. So North Dakota comes in at about number 9, I understand. So
okay.
We got a caller. Go ahead, caller. Jim?
Jim in Bismarck, listening to K-Fire. Hi there.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to comment on the income tax situation. And first of all, I appreciate North Dakota being so prudent with their finances and banking some in reserves. That is important. But I also think it is a pay-as-you-go system. We don't, you know, bank so far into the future as to put an unnecessary burden on the current population. My feeling is we should be reducing the property tax. The reason being is, first of all, to eliminate entire income tax system, if we need to go back so we're not dependent on oil, would take a lot of work. Secondly, I like the fact that others coming into North Dakota should share the burden of our tax system. So if you work here and earn here, you pay income tax. If you buy here, you pay sales tax. Property tax is the only one of those taxes that's strictly on the North Dakota resident. Unless you're an outside investor, but even then you're going to be paying with it. So personally, I think we should be cutting our property taxes. Just my thought.
So, Jim, you're in favor of eliminating or at least cutting property tax. I do know that we talked earlier, the governor has a task force that's out there, and there's been discussion about doing some serious reform on property tax. I know one of the concerns has been is that with the property tax, the local governments just pick up the slack, and we don't see it at the end of the day what's happening there because it comes from the locals picking up what the state cuts back. So we got Clint in Bismarck. What do you think about it, Clint?
Well, you know, when we talk about this rainy day fund, since when is the government smarter at spending my money than me, that they're going to make me pay in for money they don't need, and then we're going to buy conservation land, and we're going to have rainy day funds? And you know what? If people want to put their money to these causes, go right ahead, but let me keep my money and spend it how I want to spend it and what I feel is best to do with my money, not what somebody sitting in the Capitol thinking. And I don't think these state guys are prudent at all. There's so much waste going on that too much government from a local level all the way up.
Well, Clint, I appreciate that comment. Ronald Reagan has said that government expands, liberty contracts. And so I think government never seems to shrink back. They continue to take the money.
More coming up on What's in Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
The thing that I love the most about biking is the freedom. Everything is focused on the bike, my cadence, my breathing, and it's me, and it's the road, and it's the clock, and that's it. You're just riding your bike, and it's one of the greatest feelings in the world. When a customer leaves the store, I want them to be confident that they're going to have a great experience on two wheels. I'm Brent Maynard, and I'm one of the bike experts at Shields.
Shields. When it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hannon, who's traveling today, in studio with Todd Mitchell. Todd, we've been talking a little bit about eliminating state income tax. And so we had a couple callers who weighed in on that. And we had Ralph Kingsbury, who just dropped an email to us here and says that we should keep income tax. It is the only fair tax. It's not too high. Eliminate property tax. It's completely unfair to those who improve their property in North Dakota. So thank you, Ralph, for that comment. Those of you that want to email, give us a call at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. So we have a caller. Troy, take it away. You have a question there for us, Troy?
I'm traveling on Highway 83 or above, so you're traveling.
Are you there, Troy? There we go.
There
we got
you,
Troy.
Now we can get you.
Yeah, I'm on the way to Bismarck today. I got a doctor's appointment.
All right.
Okay.
I'm in favor of the elimination of property taxes, and I'll give you a few explanations why. Number one, you never own your home. If you're limited resources or something like that, you always have that burden that's applied to you. If you're a farmer or you're a rancher and you own a piece of property, you get hailed out. Or say the cap market turns the opposite direction what it is now, so you're not making any money running your cattle, you still have to make that payment even though there's no revenue generated from that property. So I'm in favor of the elimination of the property taxes, and I think that's the reason why.
Okay. Troy, thank you for your comments on that. I do know one thing. There's going to be a whole reform process taking place to try to deal with the mills, and I'm coming back, but you make a great point that when you own your property, you got to keep paying every year, and if your income contracts and all of a sudden you aren't paying taxes, you got some problems. So, caller, Dennis, what's on your mind?
Calling
from Bismarck.
Thanks for the conversation. This is a great discussion this morning. I just want to make some points. This state is so awash with money, it's ridiculous. Now, this is with 10 to 12,000 wells being produced. With pad drilling, it's going so fast, and the technology, the production is so high now, it's going to go to 20,000 and then to 30,000, all the way up to 50, and who knows what the end is. There's going to be so much money coming into the state at 11.5% extraction tax. It's ridiculous. You know, if you put a carrot in front of the politician, he's going to follow it till he eats it. So I'm in favor with all the amount of money coming in, and it is in the state coffers. Let's eliminate both taxes. My goodness gracious, this is a politician's dream.
Dennis, I appreciate your comment. There's a great quote I always like: the government always finds a need for whatever money it gets. So I think. That's the big challenge. Looking at North Dakota's appropriations when it comes to spending, I see in 2007 to 2009 our biennium budget was about $6.6 billion. So it's gone from 2007-09 to 2013-15 in a short 8 years up to $13.7 billion. So don't seem to be short of spending money. We got plenty of revenue coming in. So Dennis says we should eliminate both taxes, state income tax and property tax. Roger from Western North Dakota, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I just have two quick comments about the income tax. If I was thinking if the income tax, if you were going to drop that, that would only go to homeowners that own homes in North Dakota. That would be an incentive for out-of-staters to buy homes and build homes there. And the other thing, the other comment was, what if the property tax, get rid of that? If you own your home for 20 years, after 20 years, you're done paying property tax. If you move to another house, you pay property tax for 20 years. And the person who bought your house will have to pay for 20 years. But that'll get an incentive to build a house or buy a house. And then after 20 years, when you're 50, 60 years old, that goes, property tax goes away. And so that way you'll have a little extra money when you get up in your, towards your retirement years.
So, Roger, you're proposing only being forced to pay property tax, or have it in our laws, you only pay for 20 years on your home. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I was just wondering if that would go, you know, how that would work if you bought a house and you paid property tax for 20 years, and then that'll go away. But a lot of people will... You know, buy a house and live in it for 15 years and then trade it and buy a new one or whatever, well, then you would have to pay another 20 years on that, the new house, and somebody who bought your old house would have to pay for 20 years. But if you stayed in your house, after 20 years, it goes away. So if I buy a house at age 40 years old, when I'm 60, the property tax is done going up. And most people, when they're 60 years or older, aren't going to, you know, start all over with a new house. That way, when you get up towards retirement years, your property taxes are done off your house.
Roger, that's a great idea, because many times when you've been in your home and you're moving towards retirement, you may be downsizing or you may stay in that home and you can eliminate that that property tax. So that's a great suggestion for some legislators. Maybe we'll pass it on to Mike Schatz, who's going to join us about 10:30. And he's a representative from District 36, Republican, and we're going to talk about eliminating of cupcakes and bake sales and schools, and we're going to talk on a little subject matter, a little different in the second hour. So we'll bring up the Representative Mike Schatz. So, Roger, thanks for your comments. John, on the road heading into Bismarck, what's in your mind?
Yeah, I would knock about 8 or 10 cents off the gas tax. Who doesn't own a car nowadays? That would be more universal than income tax. And add the homestead deduction to everybody who lives in their house as a primary resident, not just senior citizens. Other states have that homestead tax. You know, if you own a house here and you come here duck hunting or fishing or something like that, I mean, like in Minnesota, they whack you. But everybody's the same here with their property tax, even though it's a second house and recreational property. You know, that homestead deduction, if you're the primary resident, is where I'd go. And that 20-year thing, is a good idea, except that a lot of people in small towns move to the bigger towns because of their medical things, and that's where their kids are. So they're going to get whacked when they get old. So there's got to be some consideration for that part of it, too, for that 20-year thing the guy talked about. Who doesn't pay gas tax? I mean, the oil money, we're always complaining about the price of gas, the price of fuel, and what would do more to help the economy and save us all money but a lower gas tax? Let the oil money help pay for that. That's where we're getting our benefit.
John,
I've
driven through Wyoming a lot, and their gas tax is very low, and I always tend to think I'm going to fill up before I leave Wyoming and hit South Dakota or Colorado, and I think that's a great suggestion because
I mean, you
all
go over to Fargo
levels
and Grand Forks, and the gas is 10 cents cheaper than in Minnesota. Where are they going to go to do their business? That would be a business boom for everybody.
Well, I hate to say
save
it.
Save money. The businesses would lower their costs of delivery, and they're, you know, based on vehicle traffic. I mean, it would be a great benefit if our gas would drop 10 cents, so 8 or 10 cents a gallon, just like that. Now, it would be an easy thing to do. If something happens, you got to make it up again. You put it back, but trying to raise income tax, well, you're going to have a lot of resistance if it has to come back to that.
Well, John, thanks.
And a lot of people don't pay income tax because they don't make enough money. Look at that, because they're based on the federal system.
John, thanks for your call. When we come back, Mike Marcille is going to join us to talk about North Dakota eliminating income tax.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hennen in studio here with Todd Mitchell. We're going to have Mike Marcille join us here shortly. Todd, he's stirred things up a little bit by writing a column that posted in Say Anything blog, and I think Mike has his own webpage. I think it's Bakken.com. We'll ask him what that is. But he stirred it up by comparing North Dakota and South Dakota's tax structure and money spent and how things are being run, administered by North Dakota and South Dakota did a contrast. And he's got some strong opinions about eliminating North Dakota income tax. Mike,
okay.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Mike. You kind of stirred things up a little bit by beginning to talk about eliminating the income tax, and I saw James Carrion from Grafton weighed in just recently on an editorial, an op-ed, communicating about eliminating state income tax. Why don't you give us a couple thoughts of your contrast between North and South Dakota for the listeners out there in What's on Your Mind land, and take some calls from them in the next half hour. So take it away and tell me what your thoughts are on your premise of this.
Sure. You know, it's kind of interesting because I think we always compare, you know, North Dakota to Minnesota, and I think that's just has to do with the way that the state was settled and sort of how our trade and, you know, sort of our economic spheres of influence work. But really, South Dakota and North Dakota are so similar, but yet very, very different. So from a size perspective, the states are about the same. You know, South Dakota's got 120,000 more people than we do. Clearly, every state office in both states is held by Republicans. Each state has one Democratic senator. Both states have in their top three industries, tourism and agriculture. Now in South Dakota, they have banking and we have oil, but the states are so similar, but they're so different diametrically when you look at the kind of the attitude on policy. And it really goes back to 1943 when South Dakota eliminated their personal income tax. And there was a divergence really in South Dakota. Most of the population surrounds two big cities, right? Rapid City and Sioux Falls. And open disclosure, I actually represented the greater Sioux Falls area as a consultant for a number of years, and so got to really know the people down there and kind of the mentality and attitudes. But South Dakota really has a philosophy of bottom up, you know, let the entrepreneurs do, you know, have all of the tools. I think North Dakota really took the position, and for a lot of reasons, mostly had to do with our depopulation for 70 years, and, you know, the fact that we're the only state in the country that lost population. We kind of had to hold on to everything that we had from a tools perspective until very recently. And so what happened was North Dakota took a much more interventionist approach. You know, we used primary sector designations for tax abatements and income tax abatements and incentives. South Dakota simply says, you know what, everybody from a retailer to a manufacturer doesn't pay income tax. So we really do take, you know, in North Dakota, an approach of targeted industry, targeted investment. And the problem with that, Gary, nowadays is that, you know, our economy has become so dynamic at, you know, almost $40 billion GDP, you know, for the part-time legislature for 95 to 100 days a year, you know, every 2 years to try to administrate that from a top-down perspective is just not really that efficient. So there has become a set of diminishing returns if you want to look at the amount of investment. And ultimately what has occurred, whether we like to understand it or not, South Dakota has almost 5,000 less, you know, full and part-time employees than North Dakota. And what's startling, and I don't know how you justify this, is North Dakota spends almost $20,000 per resident every biennium on state spending, and South Dakota spends almost half at $10,000. So it kind of begs the question, you know, they have a city the size of Fargo, more in population. They, in some ways, have logistics issues that are even more complicated than North Dakota. Certainly they have less universities. But at the end of the day, how are they able to spend half the money we do? And quantitatively, if you look at what is the end result, if you ask the average South Dakotan, they would probably say they have a better standard of living than North Dakotan. You know, what are we getting for the extra, you know, $3,000 a biennium or a year in taxes when, you know, they're number one CNBC business, they're household incomes are very comparable. Their cost of living is actually less in South Dakota than in North Dakota. Unfortunately for us, they have a little bit better weather, you know, not much, but, you know, what is the end game? What is the benefit of all of the spending? You know, I mean,
Mike,
at some point, what's our measurement? So it was a really interesting comparison.
Mike, I appreciate your contrast between North Dakota and South Dakota, because you're right. We spend most of our time comparing North Dakota with Minnesota and the high tax rate over there. And listeners, we are talking to and speaking to Fargo businessman Mike Marcille, CEO of Shield Plays Media. It's a parent company of Bakken.com, and he's a majority owner of Bakken Financial, Inc. Mike's from Fargo. Mike, you lived out of state for a while and came back to participate in growing North Dakota's economy some time back, and we appreciate you growing up here and then coming back and being a part of what's going on in North Dakota. But you make some great points that the contrast in North Dakota and South Dakota, you know, we've got obviously a lot more going on in oil. That's really happened when, you know, things started shifting. And you know, South Dakota does have the benefit of a higher tourism income where they, you know, they income tax, not income tax, but taxes where they tap into the Black Hills and Mount Rushmore and more of a national exposure where people come from tourism. Even though we got the Medora and the Badlands, I don't think we see near the tourism, obviously. And so, listeners out there, if you got any questions you'd like to throw at Mike Marcille, it's 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Give us a call if you got any questions or comment on eliminating state income tax. Mike, one of the things you talk about in your op-ed is about South Dakota's philosophy based on this broad-based policy allowing business and individuals to benefit from low taxes versus, you know, select set of industries and letting the free market work, which is so often the case when you got the broad base, you have all the negotiating lobbyists at the Capitol in North Dakota pushing for this tax break or that tax break. Your point is the market works when you take income tax out of it. People have more money in their pocket, and that's your point of it, isn't it?
Well, let me give you a good example. You know, Shale Plays Media, and thank you for talking about the company. We own Bakken.com. It's really the largest media outlet at this point in Western North Dakota, digitally for sure. And, you know, we have 22 employees in Fargo and in Western North Dakota, and we would be one of the target industries, right? I mean, we are a primary sector software developer, which entitles us to go to the People's Proletariat Committee members in North Dakota and get our tax breaks. So realize how arduous this was for me to go do that. Number one, I had to make an application. Then I had to have Paul Lucie at the North Dakota, you know, Department of Commerce, and three of his people sit in on three conference calls to understand the company and figure out whether or not they wanted to give us the designation of primary sector. Then I had to go to the Fargo City Commission, which was very interesting, right? Because I get drilled from, you know, a whole bunch of my competitors about the business. And then at the end of the day, after 3 months, they designate primary sector and I get this, you know, whatever it is, tax payment or whatever. So think about this. How bureaucratic is that? You know, if we just didn't have it, every retailer who, of course, nobody wants to help the retailers, which is an important thing right now, especially in Western North Dakota, but they're not primary sector. So if we eliminate that, if we phase that out, I'm not advocating, Gary, doing that in the next session. I'm saying, you know, Governor Dalrymple, be a Republican. You know, look at Texas, look at South Dakota, look at Wyoming, look at Alaska, look at Florida. The problem that we have in North Dakota is our Republican leaders don't believe in Republican principles. They really don't. If you look at the budget that was put out in the last biennium, we actually did increase income tax by 25%. Congratulations, legislators. I don't think a lot of North Dakotans know that. But what they did in the budgeting process, and you can say this is either sandbagging or it's just they don't believe in how this works, they actually projected a reduction in income tax collections, didn't they? And,
yep.
Gary, what happened when we cut that income tax? What happened to the income tax collections in the state?
Went up.
Do you know that we've cut income taxes in North Dakota by 54% in the last 10 years? And we tripled the collections. Now, if my Republican brothers and sisters in North Dakota don't even believe in that principle, and in their budgeting process, they're basically projecting a lower income tax collection, what is that telling you? If they don't even believe that cutting taxes works. And we all know it does. If you tax something less, you get more of it. Now, what will happen when you put money into my business, I'll hire more people. They're going to buy more stuff. We'll pay more sales tax. If you give the government a dollar of my income, they get it one time in the year, right? If I give that dollar back to the individually, they'll spend it again and again and again in the economy. This has been proven out forever. And that's what South Dakotans really believe. And they live it, and it works. We don't do that because we are so hell-bent on providing tax credits and using those tax credits in economic development that we just don't want to get rid of them. And
Mike,
so,
to make your point on individual income tax, in 2007-09 biennium, we raised about $681 million in individual income tax. $681 million. And then we raised $729 million. And then 11-13 biennium, we went to $1 billion. And now they're back down to estimating still $797 million. And while we've had income tax reductions, your point, in tax rates, we've continued to increase our revenue because people are making more money in North Dakota than they ever have. And so if we eliminate state income tax for individuals, it's going to be about an $800 million hit. Now, one question I have for you, Mike, are you talking about proposing eliminating corporate income tax or just individual?
Well, right now I'm advocating phasing out the individual income tax. And I haven't really made a position on the corporate. But, you know, at the end of the day, we've got to be competitive. We have to look at these no-tax states as competitors. We have to look at it as, look, if Minnesota is not taxing clothing, my God, let's not tax clothing. That's a giveaway.
Mike, we got a question, hopefully, sure, for you from Bismarck. Frank, take it away.
Just going to make a comment about eliminating either income or property taxes. And my point of view is that income tax would be better to eliminate because the eliminating property tax is more of a regressive, like for individuals renting or small businesses renting, they'd still be paying income taxes, but the property owners would get all their income taxes let go, but
I don't think any of those own property owners are going to...
Greg, tell you what, hang on, we're up against a break. We'll catch more of your question here on the other side of the break on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about this special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Before the hour and what's in your mind, time to find out what's in the mind of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Chad, a farmer from Hertzfield, with us to explain why the EPA's Waters of the U.S. proposal is getting the attention of so many farmers.
The Clean Water Act was passed in 1972. The intent was to preserve water quality in the U.S. by regulating the discharge of pollution into the country's navigable water system. The recent action taken here goes past navigable water systems and into state water systems. Many of the prairie potholes in North Dakota are not navigable waters. They're therefore waters of the state. So the recent action removes the state's ability to regulate itself and the citizens thereof to be able to make decisions that are best for that state. It also goes a long ways to remove individuals of their rights.
Thanks, Chad. Find out more what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. What's in your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. I'm Todd Mitchell, and filling in for Scott Hennin today, Gary Amineth. Hi, Gary.
Hey, hi, Todd. Thanks for giving me the chance to sit here and fill the big shoes of Scott Hennin. I'm going to do the best I can.
You're not actually wearing his shoes, are you?
No, he's got those square-toed ones. They look kind of Europeanish for me. They just don't work for me, but they are big shoes to fill, so I can't do that. That's for dang sure. We're talking to Mike Marcille. He's the CEO of Shale Plays Media, parent company of Bakken.com, and he's majority owner of Bakken Financial. Mike's from Fargo. And Mike, before the break, we were talking a little bit about state employees and talking about the number. And one of the comments you have is that in your article that you wrote recently, that North Dakota has 44 residents, or South Dakota has 44 residents per state employee, and North Dakota's got 29 residents per state employee. And you're just commenting about the amount of money North Dakota spends compared to South Dakota. And we had a comment here from Mary that I'd like you to kind of weigh in and kind of ties together about income tax. What if we put it on a sliding scale where if the income from oil, which, you know, maybe they talk about a three-legged stool, and maybe it's a chair now with four legs because oil is so heavy in funding of North Dakota. But what if the oil income started sliding and going down because of the less production, which most of us don't think it'll have, but if it did, then you could have income taxes kind of flow back in and kind of put a trigger in place. What's your thoughts on that, or number of state employees and the impact of the spending by our state, Mike? Go ahead.
Well, okay, let me start with the state employees. Gary, you know this as well as I do, that forever, 70 years, in North Dakota, the philosophy was if we got a government job in the state that was a good job, that paid a pension, paid a retirement, and in so many ways, from city employees to teachers to county jobs and state jobs and federal jobs, we looked at government as an economic development driver. And we all know that because we went to the federal government and we would get a lot of federal dollars to, you know, sort of create programming. And so what has happened is that the government in North Dakota accounts for a huge part of our GDP in terms of the amount of people that are employed. Secondly, you brought up a very good point. Here in South Dakota is a small town. They don't have the lobby. When you go to Bismarck and you have legislators come to Bismarck, and there are thousands of state employees that are very powerful. They are very, very powerful, and they fight very hard in the legislative process for allocation. That lends itself to need and want. I really, really need this, but really, do I need that or is it a want? I'll give you a good example. North Dakota is very responsive in state government. If you call any department in North Dakota, you're probably going to get an answer on the first ring. Now, I would say that's too responsive. You know what I mean? Put me on hold for a little bit. But I had a circumstance a couple of years ago, and it was one of the department heads. And I'm just a private citizen. I'm not a legislator. I'm not a policymaker. I'm just an independent business guy. Well, the state of North Dakota is running ads, kind of like they run tourism ads in Bismarck, which flexes the crap out of me. And so they were running ads during the election cycle for the Department of Health and Human Services. So I called up the director, and I said, why are we running these ads at the height of the political season? I know they're really, really expensive. You know what he did, Gary? He got in the state car. He drove to Fargo the next day, stayed in a hotel, just to meet me in my office and go over the state budget. Now, I will tell you, that is too responsive. That is too much government. And if you're telling me that we don't have any ability to reform anything in North Dakota to become more efficient, just look at our computer software system in North Dakota. I mean, it's been a boondoggle, right? And it's taken hundreds of millions of dollars. So the bureaucracy has just sort of become the bureaucracy. And I think that we always say you know, oh, well, we have this oil tax. The only $300 million of biennium of the $5 billion goes into the general budget. You know that. The rest of it gets socked away into constitutionally protected funds, and every legislator will tell you, well, you can't touch any of that stuff. That's constitutionally protected. Yeah, it is, and the voters enacted the legacy fund, and I get it. But we also have $4 billion in the Common Schools Trust Fund. We haven't taken a distribution from the Bank of North Dakota in 8 years. Why do we have that bank if we're not going to have some dividend from it? And here's the fundamental deal. Look, I own a lot of property around the state. If you eliminate property tax, I will make a gazillion dollars more than if you eliminated my income tax. Okay? I'm not for that because it's my choice to own property. Unfortunately, the guys that work in my restaurant have to pay North Dakota income tax. It's ridiculous. We shouldn't be taxing people to live in the state of North Dakota.
Mike, thank you for joining us today. Mike Marcil, CEO of Shale Plays Media from Fargo. Thanks for joining us talking about state income tax. Please call us after the break at 10 o'clock if you want to talk more about income tax.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326, or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
deal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.